What's better in life than a bottle of wine, great food, and an amazing conversation?
My name is Kate Sullivan, and I am the host of To Dine For.
I'm a journalist, a foodie, a traveler with an appetite for the stories of people who are hungry for more. Dreamers, visionaries, artists, those who hustle hard in the direction they love. I travel with them to their favorite restaurant to hear how they did it. This show is a toast to them and their American dream. Thank you to the sponsors of To Dine For the podcast, American National and Spiritless. To Dine For the podcast is brought to you by American National, offering a broad suite of insurance solutions to protect what matters most to you. For 115 years, American National has remained committed to helping people and communities make a real difference in their lives. American National supports great local community organizations led by the kind of people you hear about on To Dine For, people who are inspired to make a difference and inspire others in return. American National's philosophy is helping where it's needed helps us all. For a description of the American National companies, the products they write, and the states in which they're licensed, visit americannational.com/dine. Spiritless supports the conscientious cocktailer who wants to live fully but drink differently. Their signature Kentucky 74 is a distilled, non-alcoholic spirit for your favorite bourbon cocktails. It's zero alcohol, zero guilt, and just 15 calories per serving. Whether you go completely spiritless or go halvesies with a foolproof bourbon to lower the ABV in your cocktail, you can get your bottle today at spiritless.com. Use promo code TODINEFOR to get free shipping. You're listening to Dine For the podcast. I'm your host, Kate Sullivan. Join me as we meet the world's most innovative and brilliant minds at their favorite restaurant. On today's episode is actress Jessica Alba.
There's no carbon copy of this. Right. So we are tackling challenges and things that no business has ever had to.
She is considered one of the most beautiful women in the world, but beauty has little to do with what she created and brought to life. Hard work and hustle is what helped her create The Honest Company, valued at more than $1 billion. Today, we dine at Night Market in West Hollywood, and Jessica explains why she loves this restaurant so much, as well as how she created her billion-dollar brand. Today, I'm in West Hollywood, California, on my way into a Thai restaurant called Night Market, known for the gritty street food of Bangkok. But it's the woman I'm about to meet that is having the year of her life. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
How are you?
Jessica Alba knows how to make an entrance. She's been a working actress for more than 20 years and is no doubt one of Hollywood's brightest stars. But today, we're about to hear how she took an idea from inspiration to execution and created a billion-dollar brand. She's taking me to her all-time favorite restaurant, Night Market, right off of Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood.
Why Night Market? Why this place of all the places in L.A.?
I'm kind of a closet foodie, mm-hmm. and so I try to seek out just cool food spots that have like delicious food and interesting atmosphere. Chris, the chef here, is an LA kid.
Chris Yembemrung is the award-winning chef and owner of Night Market. He grew up in the kitchen of his family's LA restaurant, Talasai, one of the first Thai restaurants in LA. His grandmother brought over from Thailand to make sure everything was cooked perfectly. But in 2011, Chris had an idea. He wanted to cook less formal dishes, more like the food you would find in the streets and stalls of a Bangkok night market.
The food at Night Market, I would describe, is just big flavors, big bold flavors, a lot of variety. We encourage our guests to come in and try a lot of different types of our dishes, so maybe grilled meats, nice, bright, refreshing salad, some coconut rice, maybe a curry, and that's what really ties a meal together and makes it awesome.
The vibe is fun and kitschy, a place to come with your friends and relax.
This might sound weird, but we want for the food and all our offerings to almost be secondary to people just hanging out and having a good time. So we want to just create a good atmosphere, a good vibe, a good ambiance for people to come in and party and have fun with their friends.
The success of the restaurant has skyrocketed, and with a menu of mouthwatering favorites, it's easy to see why.
It is the perfect setting to hear another American dream story, Jessica Elba.
Hi.
Hey, are you guys ready, or did you guys still need a minute?
Yeah, I usually just order whatever they want to
Great.
Bring.
Let's do it.
So just like a nice mix of really good stuff and like medium spicy, okay. Not too.
Today we're having crab fried rice, crispy rice salad with pork and cilantro, larb gai, pot tong, and Jessica's favorite, spicy chicken wings.
Did you grow up in LA?
I grew up in the suburbs of LA, so I really loved it when I came to LA and I got to experience this level of food.
This is what they're known for, right? This is what you guys are known for.
Yeah, this is one of our most popular dishes, yeah, definitely. And then we have the pad thai.
Wonderful, thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, carving it up.
I've never met a carver in my
course.
Let's do it.
Jessica started acting at the age of 12, landed an agent, and started pursuing her Hollywood dream.
I didn't know anybody in Hollywood.
Right.
There was no nepotism. There were no, like, contacts.
Right.
There was no networking connections. None of that. I just came here, and I auditioned every day, for, like, 10 times a day, and got thousands of no's for every yes. But I just kept pushing, and I believed that there were girls out there and boys, but there were people out there who looked like me or who could relate to me that wanted to see themselves on screen. And, you know, there just weren't a lot of Mexican Americans that I saw or women of color who were leading ladies in movies. It was usually dudes. Mm-hmm. And certainly in the movies that I really liked, which were action movies. And so I just felt like there was an opportunity there.
It sounds like you were willing to outwork anyone to follow your dream.
I did, and like I wasn't the most talented or the best looking girl who was in this town trying to make it. I just hustled and figured it out. And I think if there's a will, there's a way. And every time, you know, I would get barriers, you know, put around me, I just figured out how to like pierce through it, go around it, going over it.
I think what you went through as an actress and the hustle,
like,
and all the
prepared me for
prepared
business.
You for this business.
Because I had already been through it.
Jessica Elba is a true Hollywood success story. She shot to cinema stardom with roles in indie classics like Sin City and also blockbuster hits like Dark Angel and The Fantastic Four. Turns out, playing superheroes would come in handy for the next big challenge in her life, one that will turn her from Hollywood darling to founder of a billion-dollar company.
Well, take me back to where it all began. You were pregnant.
I was pregnant.
You were pregnant with your first child.
With my first child,
and you were washing onesies.
Yeah, my mother recommended that I use a laundry detergent, and I had an allergic reaction, and I called her, and I was like, what's in this? Like, how can this be safe for babies? Like, why would you suggest that I use this?
And was it just a normal brand? Like a
It was a brand. Yeah, just a very normal one. And
wow, is that good?
It's really good.
Is that the
right?
crab fried rice?
Yeah, it's super
that is
yummy.
So delicious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Did you get some spice?
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god.
They heard you say you love spicy.
Oh, oh my god.
You did
oh
say I love it spicy.
I know. Oh my god.
Ask and it is given.
Holy hell. I love it though.
Keep it coming.
I love it, but it hurts. And my mom, and so anyway, so I asked her what was in it, and she was like, you asked me for my advice. If you don't want to take it, you know, just don't yell at me. And I was like, well, I'm going to Google what's in this stuff. And as I did research, I learned that there are lots of potentially harmful chemicals in everyday products, and that the government in this, or in our country, the way it's regulated is really different than, say, Europe, where they have to prove a chemical for safety in use in a product before they allow you to put it in the product. And here, it's like enough people have to die from something before they even look twice at it. And so I was just kind of horrified. I was like, wait, so I'm a guinea pig? My baby could be a guinea pig? And what if she had an allergic reaction to this and her throat was closing and she's a newborn baby and she can't talk to me about it? Like, what? And I had the fear of my childhood sickness, and I just wanted to safeguard her from any potentially, bad things.
As a child, you were very sick.
Yeah, I was very sick.
And you were in and out of having pneumonia and in and out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I was like, I always had a breathing treatment mask attached to my face. I was very sick. And I had kidney issues. I had my appendix. I had cysts on my throat, my tonsils. And lots of surgeries before I was 11.
Do you think?
And then I had complications with my asthma. So any cold I got immediately turned into pneumonia. It was awful.
So you were more sensitive to the concept of pollutants affecting your health than the average person.
And
so this was all laying the groundwork for the Honest Company, and you didn't know it.
It's true, actually. Yeah.
Weirdly. That's incredible. Mm-hmm.
Like her Hollywood career, Jessica set out with steely determination to get answers to her chemical concerns, not knowing where all this would lead.
And then I learned about the rise of all these chemicals that have been put into everyday products weirdly coincided with the rise of all these illnesses.
Like what?
Like cancers, learning disabilities, obesity, a lot of synthetic fragrances and petrochemicals, certain things are their endocrine disruptors. So they basically mutate your genes. And even trace amounts of lead that could be found in certain cosmetics could actually affect the way that your baby's brain is developing while you're pregnant.
And so as you're finding this information out,
so I was freaking
you have a newborn
out.
Baby.
I threw out everything in my house. I was like, what do I do? How do I shop around the problem?
But what was it about you? What was it about you that said, even learning all this information is scary, but then you said, I'm going to do something about this, and something needs to be done now, and I'm going to take it on myself.
I think I also looked around at just the social injustice of, it seemed like only people who were privileged had the opportunity to live a better, safer, healthier life, because they could afford alternative things, and they could educate themselves, and they had the space and the time to do it. And it's people who have three jobs, like my parents both did, and who were young and just living paycheck to paycheck, it shouldn't be that difficult for them to also have the opportunity to live a good and healthy life. And so that was really the mission. I just wanted to give people access to better products to thrive.
And so Jessica founded The Honest Company with the mission to create consumer products free of chemicals and synthetic fragrances. In 2011, Jessica lobbied on Capitol Hill in support of the Safe Chemicals Act, and the following year launched The Honest Company with 17 different household products.
How do you actually make it happen? How do you actually start to create a company where the products are safe?
Mm-hmm.
And you really...
I lobbied on Capitol Hill for chemical reform. I think I just realized that no one was going to do it, so I had to. And it was, I didn't realize how daunting of a task it was for people to wrap their heads around it until I tried to find someone to put a business model around my idea and to create a business plan, because obviously I'd never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've been a student in business for the last 6.5 years, and the business has iterated so much.
What you did was pretty Herculean, not only to want to take this on, but then to really have the time and the patience and the persistence to make it happen, right?
And so many times I was like, this isn't going to happen, and I would cry and tell my husband, should I give up, and is it over? And he just encouraged me to, he was like, if you feel like you have to do it, then you have to do it, and you'll figure it out, and the right person will come along. You just have to believe that.
We'll have more from our delicious meal in just a minute, but first, thank you to our sponsors. To Dine For, the podcast, is brought to you by American National, offering a broad suite of insurance solutions to protect what matters most to you. There's a funny thing about most insurance commercials, whether they feature lizards or birds or funny cartoon characters.
It seems like they want you to think about anything but insurance. American National, on the other hand, has real local agents who get to know you, so they can help you reach better decisions about your insurance to make sure you're protecting what matters most to you. American National agents are part of your community. They're your neighbors. So whether it's solutions for your home, your small business, your farm, or your life, you can count on your local American National agent to make sure you get the discounts you deserve and the protection you need without paying for extras you don't. With American National, you get an ally, not just a web page. For a description of the American National companies, the products they write in the states in which they're licensed, visit americannational.com/dine. If you're like me, there are times when you want to feel like you're having a fancy cocktail, but you don't actually want the alcohol. So I love Kentucky 74 from Spiritless. It's a distilled, non-alcoholic spirit for your favorite bourbon cocktails, but with just 15 calories per serving and none of the guilt. You can pre-order your bottle today at spiritless.com. Use the promo code TODINEFOR to get free shipping. Now back to our conversation.
So I started in baby and personal care and cleaning. So we started with 17 products in three different categories because I wanted to, it needed to be a lifestyle. Right. You know, we didn't spend any money on marketing. They love the diapers because we have cute designs on the diapers. I make something that's pretty terrible, like yes. changing diapers into a little bit more of a joyful and delightful experience.
It took Alba 3 years to find the right business partners to create this company. She needed people with the business acumen to make this huge endeavor a reality. But just like her acting career, she faced so much rejection, raised eyebrows, and complete skeptics.
I had read an article that said that when you were explaining a little bit about what you wanted to do, someone said, why don't you just make a perfume and put your name on it?
Yeah, because everyone was, it was like the days when everyone was doing, licensing their brand, their names, and doing perfume deals. And it was like the most lucrative deal out there. And there weren't as many people, if at all, who were starting a business completely from scratch and even like outside of their core kind of audience. So I did market research and I found out that my core audience was like a 15 to 35 year old male and not a 25 to 35 year old mom. So I then got on social media while I was trying to find the right business partner to connect with the consumer that I wanted to reach and be have her realize that I'm just like her.
Right.
The success of The Honest Company can be directly attributed to Jessica's ability to connect on social media, to tell the story of just being a mom concerned about the chemicals in everyday cleaning products. Her ability to carve a whole new audience and connect with them in a real way helped create this brand, one that today is valued at $1 billion.
And it really built the audience on social media organically by just being authentic on the platform.
Well, this is a concept that you really believe in, and this is like, and it solves a problem. These are the party wigs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow. Those are really good.
Yummy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like salty and
sweet
and fried and everything you want in life,
yeah,
right there.
Delicious. We weren't sure how wings were going to be on camera.
Oh, they're terrible to watch. Terrible. There's nothing cute about it, but they're so freaking good.
Obviously, the process to create The Honest Company was not an easy one by any stretch.
Oh, God, no.
But
and in every version of itself, it was a freaking grind, man.
But what you had to do to get there was worth it because you believed in it so deeply.
Yeah, and I still do.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica has achieved the American dream in two very different ways. The common thread is her ability to overcome obstacles and fight through when things get tough.
You became successful in one of the hardest industries, Hollywood, and then you created a company and did the impossible, not only created it, but it's reached incredibly successful status, valued at $1 billion. What do you think it is about you that has allowed you to be successful in both areas?
There's a quote that I read in a book, a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt, and it just really resonated with me, and this quote drives me. And I didn't know when I was an actress that it, that it drove me until I read it. And I was like, oh my God, that's totally me. Never allow someone to tell you no who doesn't have the power to say yes. Mm. And so, like, there's something just kind of interesting about that. Mm-hmm. You know? I think there's a lot of haters and naysayers, and it's easy to give up. And I think it's really hard to push through and have discipline and figure it out. But the best things in life aren't easy.
Can I make a toast?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say thank you for being on this show. Thank you for sharing your story and your truth. And congratulations on your success. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
After a fantastic meal at Night Market, Jessica takes me behind the scenes of The Honest Company. The offices in Playa Vista are open, contemporary, and set the tone for The Honest Company's mission.
How would you describe the culture of Honest?
I feel like we definitely foster like a pretty entrepreneurial spirit. We like people to be, really kind of their own boss in some ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and creative problem solving. When you created a business, or when I created this business that's like no other, there's no carbon copy of this.
Right.
So we are tackling challenges and things that no business has ever had to.
Everywhere you turn, there are motivational messages.
I love this wall because it's full of quotes that I kind of sound a lot like something you've said,
yeah.
Especially during the interview. And
yes.
One of them is, if you want something, you have to make it happen.
Yep.
And it must give you a great sense of satisfaction that you made this happen, or you were an integral part of it.
Yeah, and I wanted in this office, I wanted to have this wall really represent kind of like encouraging words and thoughts and things, because it could be a grind sometimes,
right.
You know, when you're here day in and day out and the long hours, and so it's nice to just like have like a little push and
yes.
A little show.
Yes.
From spectacular outdoor spaces.
You know, it's nice when you can just like feel the sun.
Yes.
It just feels good.
Right,
and
after a long
and take
day of work.
A breath of fresh air, and most days it's not too smoggy.
To open workstations, including a nursery, kitchen, and dining room, Jessica is proud of this office and how her staff is constantly creating new products on the spot, testing them and developing them for market.
Feels homey.
So it feels homey, but it's efficient. And then I'm going to show you the thing that makes us, really, one of the things that makes us so unique as a brand.
Okay.
And it's this. It's our lab. So we have a color cosmetic lab. And we have a skincare lab, and so we actually formulate in these labs.
The expense of having these two different labs.
It's worth it.
Is worth it, why?
Because we aren't a carbon copy of other companies. Like, we're not just a branding company. We're actually completely formulating things differently, mm-hmm. and thinking outside the box creatively, and how to use more like food-based ingredients and more plant-based ingredients. And so because it's not commonly used in the types of products that we make, mm-hmm. We have scientists and chemists here that are focused on that.
Yeah.
And so this is fun. I get to come in here. So then when I have like, the shade, I'd like it to be a little more red or a little more blue pigment, or I want the cream texture to be like this, or I love that idea of this chassis for this one, that we have this one cream that everyone's obsessed with. And I was like, what if we put pigments in it?
Mm.
And then our head chemist here was like, well, what if we put like green tea and antioxidants in it? Then it's like a dope eye cream.
Oh.
And I'm like, yes. And it like brightens and it reduces puffiness and it hydrates.
So
And so we get to do that here,
which
is so fun.
Jessica's mother is on staff at The Honest Company, working just as hard as her daughter.
Hi, Mom.
My mom.
Yes.
My mom.
Hello,
Say
Mom.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Kathy Alba.
Family is everything to Jessica. Her baby son, Hayes, even comes to the office with her. Jessica cares deeply in supporting other working women and offers extended maternity leave and nursing stations for her employees. And as we make our way to the final stop of our office tour, we land at Jessica's office.
So this is my desk, and then I can kind of see outside, and then I have this like nice little sweet wall that, again, just brings a little bit of that like homey vibes to my corner.
But Jess, you are really just, your desk is like everybody else's. Most people who founded a company have their own corner office. Why did you choose to?
Well, I have an office for meetings, but I don't have like any of my things in there. It's just, you know, when you need to have a quiet 101. Yeah. But this is where, yeah, this is where you get anything done, because then you can hear what everyone is saying, you can spy on them,
yes,
you can chime in. It's just more efficient to be in the midst.
Well, also, you're a part of the culture when you're sitting right in the midst of everything. Mm-hmm. And you really can have a feel for what it's really like to work here. And
that's true.
That impacts probably a lot of your decisions.
It's true. And it's very disruptive when I play my hip-hop music. I have noticed that.
A lot of people are like, quiet down.
Quiet down. I'm trying to think.
Trying to do
some work. Especially because I have like copywriters here. And they're just like, oh my God.
Why did they put me next to her? This is great.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Great.
Jessica Alba will always be known as the beautiful actress that can sell a magazine cover. But it is her devotion to a subject that is completely unsexy that has had the biggest impact, creating a company dedicated to products free of chemicals. The rejection she faced, even as a well-known celebrity, is a humbling message to all would-be company founders to keep going with passion, persistence, and grit. It all makes me wonder, what else will she do?
Just finally, you know, as you think back to your 12-year-old self or to your 22-year-old self, mm-hmm. what advice would you give to a young person who wants to tackle something as big as you've done?
I think you have to take baby steps. You have to really hone in on what you need to do today in order for tomorrow to happen. I think if you try to, it is good to have the big picture and your goal in mind always, but you have to know the steps that you need to take to get there. Mm-hmm. And nothing happens overnight. Mm-hmm. Nothing comes easy. Mm-hmm. And just know that.
And be willing to put in the work.
And I was always willing to put in the work. I just didn't always know if the work would turn into a thing. I was like, am I doing this for nothing?
It's a thing.
Can we say it's a thing? Yeah, it pays off. It pays off for sure.
Thanks for listening to Dine For the Podcast. For more information on the show, the guests, and the podcast, head to todinefortv.com. You can find us on Instagram at todinefortv and Facebook at todinefor with Kate Sullivan. Thanks to the sponsors of To Dine For the Podcast, American National and Spiritless. Special thank you to producer and sound editor John Golner. To the loyal followers of this program, cheers, stay hungry, and stay inspired. I'll see you back at the table soon.